Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Keenan Bonner Podcast. Today with me, I have a special guest. This person is hardworking, selfless, a single woman who has raised two grateful and successful children all by herself and gave them the best childhood. I personally selected this person because I look up to them a lot, and I'm one of the two grateful children she has raised. And now, personally, I welcome a writer, an entrepreneur, and as she calls herself, a G, Nakia Artist Bonner. Or Ms. Bonner.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's get started with the questions. Now we're starting off small. What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is definitely green. Mm-hmm. I love the way it makes me feel. Gives me a lot of energy, and I just think it's a beautiful color.
Really?
Okay.
Another question I have is, what is like some more advice you wish you had followed when you were a kid?
Definitely would be to have more confidence, right? I think when we're young, we feel like we have all the confidence, and I think it's because we really don't know what insecurity is. And I wish I would have been okay with letting myself not be perfect to learn how to grow. You don't realize those things help you grow and become the person you are.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking out about advice and like continuing on with the advice mm-hmm. topic, if you could give advice to like your younger self, what would it be?
As long as you don't tell her I say this, listen to your mom. she knows more than you'd like to believe.
So this question isn't pertaining to like your life, just like your overall life.
Okay.
What is the coolest trip you've ever taken?
Coolest trip I've ever taken, I think, would probably be Disney World a few years ago.
Like Christmas?
Christmas, yeah, with you guys and Grammy. It's just fun for it to be us and see all of us out of our element and in a place where we could just be young and free and it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a good trip.
Overall, it was a good trip.
The best year, like what was the best year of your life, non-married and no kids?
Best year of my life, non-married and no kids. Good question. I don't know what the best year per se is, but the summers of my childhood were everything. I would leave here. School in Texas ended in May. And we didn't start back until, I believe it was late August, September. And I would go to Buffalo, New York, and spend every summer with all of my cousins. So it was just really cool to just always have somewhere to go to and get to see them and spend all that time with them and my dad and do things that you don't do in Texas, you know, catch the bus. They still had penny candy, which was still way beyond my time, but they still had it. It was just different things that were really
non-Texan.
Non-Texan, yeah. And get to come back to all my friends and show them all this new stuff.
So what does a great day in your mind's eye look like?
A great day in my mind is waking up about 7, probably about 72 degrees outside, no humidity, walk Skyler the dog for probably about an hour, hour and a half, come back in, there's a nice breeze, I get to open the windows, burn my candles, make my eggs and salsa, sit on the couch and watch all my favorite movies or all my top shows that are out right now. For hours. The whole day.
Sounds relaxing.
And no one calls me and asks me for anything.
Okay. So what's one thing you learned that you didn't need to know?
Ooh, good question. That there's really no such thing as missing out. If you're not there, there's a reason why you're not there. I think there are a lot of places I didn't need to be in my younger days that I learned that after not being there. I mean, after being there, that it was not where I needed to be.
Mm-hmm. So this one's back to like your, this question is going back to your younger days, but okay. What's like a sport or activity that you wish you had played or gotten interested in earlier in life?
Volleyball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always probably the one thing I remember being in fifth grade, and Coach Jordan, that was my coach's name, and she wanted me to try out for volleyball, and I hit the ball one time, and it hurt my wrist. I just wasn't willing to go through that pain anymore. But I do wish it was something that I would have stuck with. Ironically, no one at my school did. Like, I, you know, went to a small private Christian school, and we're also friends, but none of us ever played volleyball beyond fifth grade. But I just think that there's a lot of discipline in volleyball. Mm-hmm. And it's something I wish I could have and would have stuck with.
So, like, if you could change or tweak one thing about your current life, mm-hmm. what would it be?
I'd win the lottery. I'd win the lottery. And I'd claim it with a mask on so no one would know. So no one
Yeah. What is your dream vacation?
My dream vacation.
Yeah, you have to go like another place.
Yeah. I don't necessarily know if I have like a dream destination. Mm-hmm. But I would really love to be somewhere for an extended amount of time. Like 10 days with water. Mm-hmm. Like outdoorsy, very tropical. You know, I went to Costa Rica last year mm-hmm. and I absolutely loved that. So, something along the lines of that, but maybe somewhere a little bit more islandy.
Okay. Okay. If you have a... No, sorry. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite piece of literature you've ever read?
My favorite piece of literature is I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou. I read that in the... I think it was my freshman year in high school. And although, you know, I'm a bookworm, I was already in love with reading James Patterson books, crime books. It was probably the first book I read that touched me and let me tap into who I was as a child, who I was becoming as a young woman and a young teen. And I love that. The next one would be, oh man, I can't think of it. Oh, it's the plane crashes and the kids are all from a boarding school. Did y'all have to read that book?
No, we never.
No, Piggy. And only because they said, sucks to your asthma. I don't know why that line has stuck with me this whole time of my life, but that was my favorite line.
So, if you could live one other place, like... Mm-hmm. Like a state, mm-hmm. where would it be and like why?
California, San Diego, the water, mm-hmm. the beach, the cool air, mm-hmm. The being able to be outdoors, mm-hmm. open my windows.
What about the earthquakes?
Yeah, I know. Hurricanes. Tornadoes back home. I mean.
Okay. So, do you feel like your younger self would be proud of where you are right now?
100%. 100%. Younger Nakia was very irresponsible and very YOLO. And I think she would love to know that she has two amazing boys and she absolutely loves being their mom more than anything she's ever done.
Oh. Okay, so last question. Okay. What are certain things that you want to like accomplish like currently, like now?
Sure. I would love to start purchasing some real estate. Mm-hmm. And I would love to actually finish writing a book. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay.
Just those two things.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on to my show.
Thank you for having me.
All right.